Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
I felt for my little friend Jess last night.
I got really teary watching The Block last night. It's so emotional for these couples who have given up months to work on The Block. Blood, sweat and tears. It's a roller coaster. And then it's the auctions and it's whether or not they're going to even make any money.
It would have rated its boobies off last night, but it's a show that doesn't even have a theme song. So it's rare. We can't even play the theme. But what we can do.
You love a sound effect.
I like a sound effect. Let's go straight to it. Jess knows I know a sound effect. Jessica.
Hello.
Hello.
I miss you.
I miss you. Love you, Jess.
Oh, love you too. You reckon the auctions were bad last night, watching the auctions?
Yeah.
I've got Norm next to me now. Stinks like a brewery.
Oh, Norman, please.
Did you party hardy?
Well, I had a bit of a crack. But why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, of course, mate.
We had to. Well, we were just in the car before I dry reached in the car. And I was like, Norm, we're going to either have to take separate cars or we're going to have to open the window because he's struggling, the old boy.
Now, guys,
he's getting on.
You've just won 200 grand. What was the drink of choice? Surely it was like top-notch Verve or Moe or something?
Well, it's so good because The Block had a party last night and so they shouted.
Oh,
I don't even know the name on the label. All I knew that it was free. So I filled her up quite quickly.
Good job.
But how lucky are we, the luckiest last place getters in Australia?
Well, like, how are you feeling? Jessica, how
amazing.
Seriously, you got a couple of 100K.
We are stoked. I think that the most important thing, and because a lot of people, like Nicole Jacobs, one of the buyer's advocates, cried the night that it sold. And we're like, don't cry, because this is the most incredible. You just can't think of what the others have won.
Yeah.
You've just got to focus on what you've won and how lucky are we.
Were you shocked, though? Because you would think that the penthouses would sell for the most. I mean, they were absolutely gorgeous. What you did was amazing. Were you shocked that they didn't sell for the highest amount?
We got word on the street that Hayden and Sarah's had a couple of emotional buyers because one of the buyers was scared of heights. Oh. But the guy who bought our penthouse also bought the other penthouse. So he literally bought both penthouses in one auction. So
Jessica, you know as well as I do that they would have been buying for other people. But they look good, didn't they? They look like they had plenty of dosh.
Oh, so the buyer's advocate. So Greville bought it, but then the bloke who actually bought it stayed back and had beers with us afterwards.
Oh, okay.
He's worth $100 million.
He must be.
But he's not single.
Oh, bugger.
You would have found that out, wouldn't you? You would have found that out.
Yeah, I did. I was like, 100 mil, I might give Norm the flick if I could pull some old Jess magic.
Some Jess magic.
I was even going to have a crack at him.
Normie, what's next for you guys? I mean, Australia absolutely loves you. You were the fan favourites. Even when you were walking over to your auction last night, you were getting stopped in the street for selfies. You've just won 200 grand. Where's that going to take you? What's next for Jess and Norm?
Oh, what's next for Jess and Norm? Look, I don't know, probably pretty much go back to work tomorrow and get back on the hammer and nail bag and keep living the dream. Look, it's huge for us. It's going to wipe out a bit of debt for us and all that. So, yeah, it's just been a huge thing.
Jessica.
Yes, my love.
Now, seriously, well, what's going? People love you. You know that. But I loved you before they loved you. Does that make sense? Anyway.
You fought for me. I think people wanted to give me the sack at that radio station. And you had to go into the office and say, don't give her the sack. So
it was only about
five
times.
Thank God for you.
It was about five or six times. It wasn't a good idea to leave the station car out front of the Golden Vine and then get smashed one night. But besides that, that was just one
day.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, what are you? What about you as far as your career is concerned? Have you heard? Have you had a few offers? Come on, Jessica, tell me.
I'll be honest. I've had nothing. Donuts.
That's
nothing
crap.
At all.
You know that.
I know. I wouldn't lie to you.
I know that. No, I'm not saying you're lying. I'm saying that is crap. You should have offers everywhere.
But do you know what? We have enough money for us to spend a bit more time with the kids. And I was even watching last night. I was like, maybe I'll have a crack at being an auctioneer or something. I don't know.
Well, you could do that.
Yeah, God, because not many women do it, but I don't know, we'll just work it out. And, you know, if this is all that it is, how amazing and what an experience. Yeah. 45,000 couples applied.
I would say. Oh, yeah, exactly. There
it's
was
huge.
Wasn't there? Yeah.
It's amazing. Just quickly, too, Hayden and Sarah won. Now, I'm not going to lie, watching them was painful. Were they really like that when you were on the block? Because they were made out to be, you know, the villains, the outcasts.
Yeah, they were exactly like that. But on the auction, it looked like they'd been really self-reflective because they were really wonderful on auction day, before they'd won. But, I know that we've been talking for ages, but do you want to hear something hilarious?
Yes.
So they had this gender reveal cake, but we didn't realise it was a gender reveal cake and it was in our apartment. And then so we all started eating it. And we're like, oh, that's weird that there's a blue cake in our apartment. And then Hayden comes into our apartment and is like, oh, who ate the gender reveal cake? And I'm like, oh, we're so sorry. Anyway, when he walked in, I'll send you the photo, my daughter Matilda was sitting on the cake, eating a piece of it.
So he knew before the reveal.
This could only happen to you.
Yeah.
I love it how you said the old radio brain kicked in. You go, oh, I've been going a little bit long here.
Yeah, send us that photo. We want to see it.
Now, Norman, what about you, mate? Seriously, there must be a better bloody job up in Queensland than being on the pick and shovel or whatever you're doing.
Oh, look, I'm about done. My body's about buggered. So, no, look, I don't know what'll happen. At least now it's all done and dusted. I can start my business back up again and try to keep things rolling. But, yeah, I don't know. Who knows? I might take over Chess's job on radio.
You never
tell you what, mate. You might get an offer. You're the two of you's breakfast show. How would that go?
Oh, God, I couldn't work with
her. No, definitely not. But I hope he does. I'd love him to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning and then I can say what he says to me. Oh, it's not that hard.
Yeah, and they do, don't they? Yeah. All right. Well, mate, well done. 200K is great.
It's amazing.
I reckon you'll make more because you guys were the most popular on the show.
Yeah, new idea is going to love you guys.
Yeah.
Do you know, I don't know if that's a compliment. But on behalf of everyone on Bendigo, you little rip-up, we were living there for so many years and we're pretty much Bendigo-arians. So, you know.
Well, Mum lived up the road because we used to go.
Probably kissed a half of them in my time.
You have. Well, Mum lived up the road, just up the road. We used to go to your Mum's place all the time.
Yeah, we did. So thank you very much. We bloody did. And so thank you so much to you guys and everyone. Next time I'm in town, I'll shout you all a drink.
We'll
hold you to that, Jess.
Hey, and Norman, too, I noticed that you just turned 40, mate. Don't worry about the invitation. You forgot my address. That's fine.
Oh, don't be like that. Don't be like that. We'll have a party later on.
Sounds
like a plan. Hey, big congratulations. We loved you guys. You, you know, held yourself so well the whole series. You just seem like absolute awesome people, so we couldn't be happier for you.
Oh, thanks, guys. As Jess said, thanks for all the support and thanks to everyone in Bendigo.
All right.
Norm sounds so hungover.
He does.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I tipped a few in last night.
Hydrolite, mate. That always works. Jess, you'd have the remedy. Good luck. Well done, mate. Catch up with you, Jess. Love you.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
See you later, guys.
Love you.